Good morning, you. Happy Sunday. I have been in the sea this morning and she's treated me right. She's managed to calm my nervous system, but it was so unbelievably cold. And it's sort of sparked a situation in me where I've not yet had a shower to warm up, and I'm still, like, my core temperature is really quite cold, and the combination of lying in my bed, well, actually, I'm not lying in my bed this morning. This morning I'm sat up because I'd like to imagine you behind me reaching round, like I'm leaning propped up against you. And so the combination of comforting warmth from my bed and being back inside, as well as the prickly needles in my skin sensation, has got me remembering a very particular time where we've been hiking in the baking sun. We're on holiday and we decide to go on a trail that takes in all these coastal paths with these little inlets. So you scale up these rocky sort of scrambles and then back down to the sea, where the sea is just lapping at these glorious white rocks. The hike itself is quite technical and we've been going for hours now. It's the middle of the day, somewhat dangerous because, well, you know what they say about mad dogs and English people. It's absolutely baking. It's probably about 32 degrees. And we are dripping with sweat. We've just managed to make it back down to a little inlet. And we decide that based on the fact we've not seen another person for at least 2 hours, that we are probably very safe to strip off all of our clothes and get in the water. But we don't do it so quickly. In fact, I stay completely dressed while I watch you take off your t-shirt and your shorts, revealing your chest to me, which is glistening with sweat that the sun is catching, and it's almost dazzling me. There's not a single bit of cloud cover, and so everything is just so bright. I'm almost overloaded with the visual of it. And you shimmy down out of your boxes, and the sight is just so erotic but so human, and just the comfort we have with one another being naked with a gleeful yelp. You wade into the water, which is surprisingly arctic considering that we are in the south of France and it's 32 degrees, and so you're yelping, just trying to adjust to the cold. And I'm really looking forward to the contrast because I know that when I get in it's going to be freezing, and it's all I want now is just to cool down. So I strip down my shorts and take off my trainers. You're watching me from the water, just mesmerised. I take off my bra, my t-shirt, and I'm naked too, just under the sun. The sunlight catching my body. So I jump in to you, sort of running gleefully. I feel like a little girl playing in the water. And you grab me, pull me into you. And there's something about the sensation of the waves lapping at us and our bodies being pressed together with absolutely nothing in between. We're floating in the water, buoyant, with our bodies just softly moving against one another. It's the most sensual foreplay I could imagine, just letting the waves be the one to rock our bodies together. And I can feel your hands on me now, pulling me into you. Just taking me in. The cold water has given me full body goosebumps, and so every touch just feels electric. I can feel your hands gliding all over me. And then suddenly your lips are on mine, and they're salty from the waves. Oh, you're kissing me with a ferocity. Your mouth clasped on mine. It's a tantalizing mix of sensations with the cold water and the hot sun. My face is bright red. I feel like the freckles are almost bursting from my skin, and I'm kissing your face, just the corners of your lips and then your temples, and running my fingers through your hair. And we're just marveling in the sensation of one another. I've wrapped my legs around you, and I kind of just bobbing there, floating together. Oh, fuck. Taking each other's bodies in the water. I'm just sort of clinging on to you like a little koala. Oh, and it feels so good to be so close to you in the water. Oh, fuck. Your hands exploring now, moving down, caressing my waist and my hips, curving round my ass and just down my thighs. And I'm doing the same. I'm trailing my fingers, tracing out the structure of the muscles in your back and in your arms and down your shoulders. Your feet are planted to the soft, sandy bed, and we're just letting the waves take us, just moving us against one another. And it feels so nice to know that we're just completely alone here. I can smell the bright mineral seawater, as well as the chalk coming off the white rocks. There's a cypress kind of pine smell that's green, and I just feel so full of life. Like life is bursting from every surface around us. Oh. You take me by the hands and pull me out of the water. Stand there, you tell me. And my feet are planted on the white rocks. They're slightly jaggy. I'm kind of enjoying the sensation of the sharpness pressing into my feet. It feels like it's mirroring the ice-cold prickle of the water on my skin. And it's this mess of contrasts of the way the sun baking down on us with the... line of pleasure and pain in my feet and in my skin just dancing. Not quite sure which one I'm feeling. And you stand directly in front of me. And you tell me to watch as you take your hand and just start stroking yourself to life. Taking me in, drinking every last drop of me as you look from the top of my head, gaze down my body to my feet, making sure that I'm watching your hand on your cock as you start to swell. Oh, fuck. Oh, I tell you to slow down. I want to see you enjoy every bit of it. And as you take your thumb, caressing it over the top of your own head, you're fully erect now. Hard for me. Hard because of me. And you tell me to be a good girl and start touching myself. I move my feet slightly apart, with one of my legs just going higher on the rocks, and just start slowly caressing myself. And you tell me to stay standing. Stay standing next to me, in front of me. Oh. And so I take my fingers and I just spread my lips. Oh. And dip. Oh, just dip my middle finger into me to circle some of the wetness onto my clit. Oh. And I'm surprised how wet I am, but you know that I can't resist watching you touch yourself. Oh, cocking hand, you are just moving a little bit quicker now. And watching me start to play and tease my clit. Oh, swirling the wetness up and down and just flicking and plucking and playing. Oh. I tell you, take two hands now. Take two hands and push your cock between them. And you hold out a hand for me to spit in. Oh. And so I do. Oh, I spit in your hand. I've just had to... Fuck. I don't know if you could hear that, but I've just had to turn my vibrator down because I was going to lose it. Oh, my eyes are watering. Fuck. So I spit in your hand and now you're taking your two fists around and you're pushing through, and I can just see the head of your cock come through your fist. And oh my god, oh, the visual is enough to make me want to buckle. I'm struggling to stay standing. Keep your feet on the ground, you tell me. Oh fuck, and I don't know if I can. Watching you fuck your fists like that, I'm jealous and I'm turned on and I can't control myself, and I'm just... Oh. Moving my hands against myself, flicking my kit and playing. Oh, with an urgency, I want to bring myself to come so quickly because it's just too good. Oh. Slow down. Slow down, you tell me. I can't. I don't think I can. Oh. If you can't slow down, then I'm going to have to take control. And so we swap. You with your hands exploring me now. And I've got my hand on your cock. And I'm just slowly bringing it round and twisting and rubbing and pulling up and down, and I can't get enough of you. I can't stop exploring you. One hand is on your cock and then my other hand is on your balls. Ah, I've got you exactly where I want you, and you pushing into me. Oh, your fingers starting to push in and stretch me. Oh, your thumb just rubbing over my clit. And I'm struggling to stay standing. I lean my head on your shoulder to give me some support. But my knees are starting to buckle, my legs are starting to shake, and my orgasm is on its way, and you know it, and you know that I'm going to struggle to stay stood up. Oh. And my hips are rocking forward, and you're pushing into my hands, and we're fucking each other's hands. Oh, our mouths find each other, and our tongues fuck each other's mouths with such insistence, and oh, it's so wet, and you're wet from your pre-cum that's beating at the top of your cock. And I'm wet because my pussy is flowing, and we don't know what's salt water from the sea and what's me and what's you. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh. I take my hand that's been on your cock and I bring it to my mouth and I just lick my palm. Because I know if there's some pre-cum, I can't resist it. Oh, the taste of you, the tang of the soul. Ooh. Oh, fuck, I think I'm gonna come. Oh, I think I'm gonna come, and you tell me no. No, not yet. And I don't know if I can hold on. Oh, and the fingers that were inside me take my wetness. Oh, fuck it. Oh, can you hear? Oh, can you hear? Oh, and you just take, oh, the slick creaminess of me and tentatively bring it down to my ass. Oh, just pressing against me. Oh, fuck. Oh, a finger just beginning to, oh, push in. So you've got a hand on my clit, two fingers in my pussy, and now a finger just poking into my ass. Oh, and I'm about to fucking come apart. Oh my god. Oh, my knees are buckling and I can't stay standing. Fuck, 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 fuck. So I push you back onto the rocks, and you're able to sit down just ever so slightly with your legs apart. Oh, this entire time I've been stroking you, but I lose focus and I can't keep up with it, and you pull me onto you, pushing into my pussy, and that alone is enough to, bring me to my fucking knees. And my gun is locked tight on you because my orgasm is right there. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. And all it takes. Oh my god. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, all it takes is for you to push into me. And I'm riding you. Oh, fuck. But I can't even rock my hips without. Without coming down hard on your cock, and you've taken one of my hands in your mouth and you're just sucking on my fingers. And you're sucking on my fingers so that there's just yet another sensation. Oh, as my orgasm just racks through me, I'm fucking undone on you. And I'm licking at your salty fingers. That taste of me. And I don't understand, but you somehow managed to keep it together despite the fact that my pussy is clamped down on you. And so I know what I want. I know where I want you to come. And so I climb off you. We peel apart with a pop that is at one time utterly fucking heartbreaking because I don't want to be apart from you, but so arousing because I know that I want you to come in my mouth. The taste of your pre-crum earlier, the tang of the salt and the tang of you is just too much for me to be able to resist. So I climb down off of you and you're still leant against the rocks with your knees partially bent. You're sort of sitting, standing, and it's the perfect place for me to be able to kneel down. The rocks polished from the heat and people walking over them for years and years and years. My knees on the white rock now and my mouth on your cock. I love the feeling of you filling my mouth. And so I take you in my mouth and I lick you up and down, and I'm positioned in such a way that you can push right to the back of me, and I know that you were struggling to hold on whilst you're inside of me, and it's not going to be long before you're able to come down my throat. Your hips are rocking into me, completely out of your control, and I've got the base of you tight in one hand while my mouth is locked on you like a vacuum. Fuck, it feels so good, and I just love it so much. I love giving you the pleasure. Oh, your hands are through my hair. Sort of wet tendrils of me. Oh my god. And I want you to come down my throat because I want to be able to taste you. I can taste myself on you, and it's unbelievably erotic, the taste of me in the salt and the sand. Fuck. Oh my god, fuck. I can see if I can make myself come again for you. I have a spare hand, and so I'm playing with myself as both your hands bury themselves into my hair. You're feeling the shape of my skull. Oh my god. Oh, fuck. Oh. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, I don't want you to come. Come as I'm coming again. And I can feel your cock still, your hips pushing into the back of my throat. And then I can feel your pulsing. Pulsing ribbons of cum just exploding into my mouth and down the back of my throat. Oh, and I can barely keep focused on what I'm doing because it feels so good to make myself come as I'm making you come. Oh. And I savour every last drop of you because it really is my favourite. And you've gone from slightly pulling my hair to just stroking the back of my head. And the moans that were escaping you were so delicious. And I'm running my hands now, wet with me, down your thighs and up your back, and you pull me back up and crush me to you, my cool goose pimple, goosebump skin pulled against yours, and we're electric with all of the sensations. The sun baking down on us, the cold water, the sound of the waves lapping, and the smell of our salty skin, and you just kiss every single freckle on my face as I giggle and savour the taste of you in my mouth, and you kiss me long and hard. Even though we've pulled apart, it feels like we're one under the sun. A contrast of needles in our skin and warm white fuzz in our groins where we've orgasmed. The sun heating us up, reminding us that we're alive. Ooh. Because that's how I feel this morning. Completely, utterly alive.